T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Six Chicago police officers are recovering this morning after a car crash last night in Garfield Park on the west side. WBBM's Jackie Swike has the story.
Police say a marked squad car and an unmarked squad car collided just before 7:30 last night in the 3900 block of West Jackson Boulevard. Six officers were taken to Stroger Hospital for impact injuries. Five of those officers were in stable condition, and a sixth one was at the time in serious condition, though the injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. Jackie Swike, News Radio on 105.9 FM.
In the Bronzeville neighborhood on the south side, a fire last night. Seven people hurt, including three police officers who worked to help evacuate the building. Authorities say it was a basement fire that spread, causing the building to partially collapse. All those hurt are said to be in good condition, most suffering from smoke inhalation. Cause of the fire believed to be accidental. Police have arrested a former University of Wisconsin football player and Thornton High School star. 33-year-old Marcus Randall L. is now in custody in connection with the deaths of two people found shot on a road in Janesville, Wisconsin. The two later died at a hospital. Randall L. is the brother of the former Pittsburgh Steeler NFL star Antoine Randall L. He is accused of taking the couple's SUV found in Justice, Illinois, about 30 miles northwest of Randall L.'s hometown of Homewood. Illinois Department of Corrections records show Randall L. was released from jail on parole in October 2018 after serving time for an incident in which he abducted his daughter at gunpoint. A 24-year-old Des Plaines woman is dead after she was struck while running across the I-290 expressway near Schaumburg.
The Des Plaines woman and a 26-year-old Elk Grove Village woman, their car left the expressway. It hit a guardrail and came to rest in the right ditch. According to Illinois State Police District 2, the two women got out of the car, ran across the westbound lanes of I-290 toward the left shoulder. One of them made it, but Gloria Sanchez Perez was struck by another car and transported to a hospital where she died. The driver of that car that struck her was a 37-year-old Chicago man. No charges have been filed, and the investigation continues. Dave Marcette, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A Chicago-area couple, the first person-to-person transmission case of the new coronavirus in the U.S., has been released from home isolation. Health experts say they have been cleared of the virus now. The woman, who is in her 60s, traveled to the central China city of Wuhan in January and began feeling ill several days after returning to Chicago. A vape shop employee has been charged with selling vape products to someone underage.
Police in Geneva say the mother of the minor girl tipped them off that her daughter bought the vape product at a store called 312 Vape on State Street in Geneva. The Kane County Chronicle reports 24-year-old Faiz Ahmed of Plainfield was charged after the mother filed her complaint. The police report states that Ahmed said the minor girl was a regular customer and he thought she was 21, though he never checked her ID. Jan Coleman, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A community activist is calling on all those associated with the NBA All-Star Game at the United Center this weekend to help the city find long-term solutions to violence and poverty. Pastor Corey Brooks says the NBA All-Star Game is a unique opportunity to help the city's most troubled communities as the game focuses the basketball world's attention on Chicago.
This is one of those times where impoverished areas, poor areas, violent areas, they need special attention. And so we need those who have the power, those who have the influence to come alongside and help us to build a better future for our young people.
Well, he praises the NBA for activities such as youth basketball tournaments and dedicating a new basketball facility for youth on the South Side. Brooks says he hopes the league and everyone associated with the All-Star Game will also take time to help bring long-term economic improvements to the city's most violent neighborhoods.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app
and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.